Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like fear's got you stuck in a loop? Like it's whispering doubts in your ear just when you're about to take that leap, go for that dream, or even just try something new? We've all been there, but what if I told you that fear isn't always our enemy? What if we could actually transform it into a powerful fuel for courage and action? That's what we're diving into today on Calm Over Chaos. Because let's be real, life throws curveballs. There are deadlines, relationships, personal goals, the list goes on. And sometimes, fear rears its ugly head, making us question everything. But the Stoics, those ancient philosophers who mastered the art of living a good life, had some pretty incredible insights about fear. They knew it was an emotion, a feeling, not a fact. And they understood that how we react to fear can make all the difference between being paralyzed by it or using it as a catalyst for growth. So, what are their secrets? Well, buckle up because we're about to unlock 5 powerful mindset shifts that will help you transform fear into courage and take action. First, acknowledge your fears. Seriously, give them a name, write them down, don't try to sweep them under the rug. Avoiding your fears doesn't make them disappear, it just lets them fester in the shadows. By bringing them into the light, you start to gain control over them. Think of it like facing a monster. Sometimes the scariest part is not knowing what it is. Once you know what you're dealing with, you can start to develop a plan. Second, reframe your perspective. Ever notice how our thoughts have a way of shaping our reality? When we fear failure, we often sabotage ourselves before even trying. But the Stoics taught us to challenge negative thoughts and look for the silver lining. What's the worst that could realistically happen? Often, it's not as catastrophic as our minds make it out to be. And what if the best-case scenario comes true? That's where the real magic happens. Third, focus on what you can control. You know that saying, don't sweat the small stuff. Well, the Stoics took it a step further. They emphasized focusing our energy on things within our control. Our thoughts, our actions, our reactions. We can't control everything in life, but we can control how we respond to it. Instead of dwelling on what you can't change, channel your energy into making positive choices that align with your values. Fourth, practice gratitude. It sounds simple, but taking time each day to appreciate the good things in our lives, our health, our loved ones, even a beautiful sunset, shifts our focus away from fear and towards joy. It's like a mental reset button that helps us see the bigger picture. And when we feel grateful, we're more likely to be courageous and take risks. Finally, remember that courage is a muscle. Like any muscle, it gets stronger with use. Don't expect to become fearless overnight. It takes time and practice. Start small. Say yes to something that scares you. Speak up in a meeting. Try a new hobby. Every act of courage, no matter how small, builds your confidence and helps you overcome fear in the long run. Think about a time when you were hesitant to do something because of fear. Maybe it was asking someone out on a date, taking a public speaking class, or even just trying that new restaurant everyone's been raving about. What held you back? Was it the fear of rejection, judgment, or failure? Now think about what could have happened if you had overcome that fear and taken action. Maybe you would have met someone amazing, discovered a hidden talent, or simply enjoyed a delicious meal. The point is, we often limit ourselves because of fear, but by consciously choosing to reframe our thoughts, focus on what we can control, practice gratitude, and build our courage muscle, we can transform fear into fuel for action and live more fulfilling lives. Remember, you've got this. The world needs your unique talents and contributions. Don't let fear hold you back from living your best life. Take that leap, try something new, and see what amazing things happen when you face your fears head on. I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts and experiences on social media using hashtag CalmOverChaos. And remember, tune in tomorrow for another episode of Calm Over Chaos where we'll explore more powerful mindset shifts to help you navigate life with peace and purpose. Until then, stay calm, stay courageous, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.